only secret is that you're a man.
I got a nice long snake in these panties, baby.
This is Foam Freaks.
I'm shitting, I'm pissing, and I'm coming all over myself in excitement.
You must seek consent before you suck another man's cock.
Oh, but you are.
Probably true.
Yeah, but I feel like if they're not giving you consent, it's probably not in your mouth.
Without permission? Is that what you're asking?
What if you're married and Jewish in like 10 years?
Well, he said another man's cock.
That's true.
So I'm assuming he's a man.
I think it's an accurate statement. Yeah, but, you know, everybody has their thing.
So if you woke up and there was a guy sucking your dick, do you let him finish?
Shut the fuck up. Fuck him.
It feels really good.
You like men to take control.
Let me tell you something. You know, is it Brad Pitt?
What do you think? You,
it's, you see a top of the head. You want some hair? Sure.
Am I right wrong?
I don't know.
It's not a bald guy. It's not Daddy Mams. Oh, God, Daddy Mams. Getting caught. That would suck. If I looked down and saw my puppet blowing me,
I would. No, if it was another man, I would say, I appreciate the effort. Would you like to go to my mother's house for some pancakes right now?
Fuck you,
buddy. Yeah,
but the only
time to go.
The only thing is, you can't unsuck your dick.
So now he will have always sucked your dick. Yeah. So if you're playing Never Have I Ever,
yeah,
and they're like, "Ooh, Never Have I Had a guy suck my dick," you'd have to drink.
Right. I'd have to partake.
And then everyone would want to know the story, and then you wouldn't be like,
"I was like, but it was a puppet."
And suck my penis without my permission.
But then you wouldn't even be able to be like, "But I finished."
Oh, it was so great. I fucking blasted his face off.
Yeah, I would be like, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
don't worry about it. It was 45 miles an hour. It's manly. Yeah.
It's very
it was a manly load.
He made me come cheetah speed. That's how good he was.
Absolutely. Be like, remember those super suckers from back in the day? Yeah.
I actually killed him. I got charged with manslaughter.
Right through the back of his head.
What'd you do? I shot him with my load. He got what he asked for.
Be like, but it was an episode of Cam and Yards After Dark. This is Jason Schuster, and you're listening to Phone Freaks.
Where do you see your, like, if you had an ideal 5-year roadmap, where does that take you?
Not doing crack and moving back to Baltimore. That's for sure. Where would it take me? That's a great question. I'd like to take my impressions more like on the road. I do a lot of shows in Los Angeles. I'm starting to go on the road now. Maybe a sitcom in the future would be something I'd like to do. And then more voiceovers, doing more animation, voiceovers and stuff like that. So,
and when you can play with your voice and do impressions, I'm sure that's a pretty logical evolution.
Yeah. 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 But stand-up's my baby. That's where I love to be. But, those are all things like all around the perimeter.
Do you have a favorite person to do an impression of?
I mean, I do a lot of political figures. Trump's always is always a classic one. Mitch McConnell. I do Gilbert Gottfried. That's a big one of mine.
Can you do Gilbert Gottfried from Aladdin?
I can, but I will blow the fucking shit out of this mic if I do that. Yeah,
that's okay. You can push it back a little bit if you want. I'd love to. You will make CJ's day you can do some Aladdin.
I mean, I do love Disney.
All right. You got to give me a line from Aladdin.
The parrot.
As the parrot.
Mm.
Or I can just do Gilbert as the parrot.
You can do Gilbert asking for the line as the parrot. What did Jafar say?
Yeah. Let's do Gilbert asking for the line. Okay. So
I'm shitting, I'm pissing, and I'm coming all over myself in excitement because I have no idea where I'm at and what the fucking line is as the parrot in Aladdin. Now, can you fucking feed me the line? And also, where's the strippers?
Isn't it great when you find out how filthy Gottfried really is?
He was the filthiest and the best at the same time. Yeah, yeah.
So. Oh, wait, he passed, didn't he?
He did.
Last year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's still getting residuals. You know?
His estate is still taking that mailbox money.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So, no, Gilbert's definitely a top one of mine. I do Adam Sandler, you know, and all that stuff. So.
Yeah, I saw your Sandler Clinton.
Clinton's. Happy to be here on this podcast right now. Having a great time.
Do you do a walk-in?
Christopher Walken? Yeah, he's a little difficult, but Walken's like, where we are going to the place I got to be. You know, he chops it up.
Like, you know.
Yeah, no. I mean, this is the thing we do. You know, and that's more like Walken. You know, Trump's always like, well, like, this is a fantastic place to be here right now. I talked to Zhang Jipi, he sent me over to this podcast, and frankly, I'm having a great time here. If you're a new dad, I have to tell you, all you have to do is grab him by the onesie. Huge deal. If he's crying.
Just shake them.
Yeah, no.
shake your colicky baby.
Just shake your colicky baby. Frankly, I was shaking a lot. That's why I've lost a lot of brain cells myself. I have no idea what I'm doing. It's fantastic. Yeah, you know.
Cool.
Yeah. You throw it at me, I'll do it.
You don't like politics anyway, Brooklyn. That's not your thing.
No, it's not. Shit, my thing is
smoking weed.
My thing is not to talk about what these people doing, these politics. My thing is to talk about what's going on in your life. What's making you upset? Why are you angry? Why
is she
you
a therapist?
Sad? Why are you happy?
Oh, she wants to psychoanalyze him.
It's my wife.
That's my thing.
Brooke. All right. Mm-hmm. Raising Dr. Brooke.
I'm here.
She's always laughing. Always.
I'm here. Yeah. These people know. They know.
Good vibes, I guess.
You know, I feel like Brooklyn and Atlanta should be in a room together.
People don't like it, but you know, the other Brooklyn people that I'm fucking with, oh, they love it. They be like, I said, who up in this room needs some counseling? I'm putting my counseling hat on.
When I got into the room with you, get out.
Yeah, the lady said,
Oh, she told him.
Look, when I said, who need counseling? The lady said, me, Brooklyn. I said, all right, come to the front of the line. Tell me what's going on. She couldn't even get her shit out.
Uh-oh.
Somebody interrupted her every 5 minutes. You know me, I love stories. That's my specialty.
That's her specialty, you know?
I love to hear somebody's story. That's my shit.
She likes the goss. She's like, oh, I'm going to help you. Tell me your deepest, darkest secret.
Come spill the tea with me. Yeah. Spilling tea with Brooklyn.
Yo. I ain't going to lie.
Tony.
Turn on that Brooklyn voice. Knock it off.
Tony.
Stop it, Brooklyn.
I can't. Her smoke detector gets me every time.
I think I just be regular.
Change the battery already.
Doesn't she have like a maintenance guy in the development?
Brooklyn Bay. I mean, if she lives in Brooklyn. There's definitely a landlord.
There's a super in the building.
I had a bull yesterday, honey. I was somebody else.
Mm-hmm. She had a bowl of what?
Like, I had the little voice on that I have.
Which voice is this? That's so many.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, that one.
Scorpio Cajun in the room.
Scorpio Cajun. Said, hey, that's another good wrestler name.
How you
doing? And everybody was in the room was talking about, that's a man. That's a man. I said, I'm not a man. You motherfuckers.
They were accusing Brooklyn of being a man?
I said, you motherfuckers don't know a woman from a man. I can't roll. Scorpio came in the room. So I said, Scorpio, do you think I'm a man or not? Scorpio said, no, that's a woman. Y'all don't hear that voice? That's a woman.
Sounds like Scorpio.
Yeah, Scorpio right there for sure.
So he goes, how can you stay in here with the...
Goss.
I was going around in every room messing with people and shit.
I would hang out with this woman right here. She's fucking
smoke a bowl with her.
I smoke a bowl with her for sure.
You know how the voice be like. Hey,
how do you feel about this West Coast herb compared to what you grew up with on the East Coast?
It's definitely stronger out here for sure. Yeah.
It's not as much fun, is it? Because you just get fucking whacked right away.
Yeah, I mean, I grew up smoking like fucking
swag,
you know, stems, all that shit. You know, out here it's just like so refined, so good. You know what I mean? Too good.
I remember when you'd smoke from a bowl and, you know, a seed would catch on fire and then pop at your face.
Yeah. Or when we were in high school and smoking out of apples, you know what I mean? As a bong, like making it, yeah.
You got all those sometimes, you know. The real Brooklyn just gets lost.
I mean, that was like a, I feel like I'm just worried about her smoke detector.
It's been months.
It's been, yeah, like she needs to get it fixed. Like out of anything that happened in that scenario, like there's a safety hazard here.
Yeah, but if she's smoking bowls in her apartment, she's probably waiting for it to completely die. So then it won't have to go off every time she smokes.
Do you think her apartment is rent controlled?
Yeah.
So she probably just doesn't give a fuck at this point, you know?
How long does a smoke detector beep before it goes dead?
Google.
God damn. That just seems like a really long time.
Sexy baby.
So, I'm just trying to think. We just had another comedian on last week, and he does a lot of writing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do a lot of like joke writing? You were mentioning you'd love to be on a sitcom. I'm assuming you mean your own sitcom, right?
Yeah, acting on a sitcom.
Any sitcom? You'll be supporting cast?
Oh, yeah, for all the way. Yeah, I will support them giving me that supporting role. So, yeah, for sure.
Do you see yourself in a writer's room ever?
Yeah, I write comedy, so I wouldn't rule it out. Yeah.
Except for the whole fucking strike right now.
Yeah, not right now. Because I don't think anybody's writing right now.
I mean, this might be the best time to do it since no one's working.
Yeah.
I'm not in the union. I'm not crossing a fucking picket line.
Yeah, technically, you're not in the Writers Guild.
Right.
So then you're not breaking any rules.
Hire me. I'm not, right. I'm not breaking any rules at all. I'm just putting a pitch.
Yeah,
that's it.
What's your favorite venue here in LA?
I love doing the Comedy Store. Another one of my favorite venues is the Hollywood Roosevelt. It's called the Jimmy Shindig Show. And
I didn't know they did comedy there.
Yeah, at the Cinegrill Theater. So I'll be there Friday night opening up for Jeremy Piven on Friday. And that's a great theater. It's a really fun place.
Is he doing stand-up or is he doing a one-man show?
No, he's doing stand-up now.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So he got canceled and then shifted into stand-up.
Yeah, that's my mom. She, again, back to my mom, she's like, Jason, I heard you're opening for Jeremy Piven. You know, he went through some things a few years ago. I was like, Mom, are your Yenta friends in fucking Baltimore telling you that I shouldn't be opening for Jeremy Piven? Because... I'm not gonna let me turn down that opportunity.
Sorry, I'm going to do it.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
Entourage.
Ari Gold from Entourage.
No.
PCU.
Very Bad Things.
tons of stuff.
He fucked a hooker into the wall, hooked her head on a hook.
LOL.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, that's why they have to kill the hooker.
Oh, yeah.
He fucks her in the bathroom and she goes into a towel rack hook.
Towel rack hook, yeah. That was the thing.
On a show?
No, a movie.
Ugh, not in real life.
No, that's not why he got canceled.
I was like, damn.
She's like, oh, that's a way better story.
That's a sick way to be canceled. Fucked a hooker into a hook.
It was an accident.
Yeah. He went that way. Yeah.
Why was he canceled?
There's rumors about just being misogynistic. I don't think he never got accused of rape. It was just aggressively flirty stuff, I think, right? And being an overall asshole.
I'm not really sure. I just got a call.
The show won't be on. You'll already have opened for him.
Yeah, I actually really.
He's definitely not listening to our show.
Hey, Piven. Yeah, why? And I actually don't know. I really don't know why the guy got canceled. But yeah. Yeah. Isn't like getting canceled now like part of the.
It's like the new badge of honor.
Yeah. Like if you're not getting canceled, then like you're doing something wrong.
You're definitely not offensive enough.
Yeah.
You're not a comedian if you're not getting canceled.
Yeah.
Felch me. Felch me, baby. Felch me. Felch me, baby.
Felch me. Felt me, baby.
I didn't say that.
You told anybody on here you were sexually molested when you was 11 or 12. You told that.
No, I didn't.
You did.
I didn't say that.
You got locked up for soliciting.
Minimum of 30 days, that's all it says.
I'm not making this up. You told that.
Minimum.
So I figure like this. If you come on here and tell your business, I can clown you about your business. I'm not
the statistics that I've learned today, like the speed of the speed of semen.
The tensile strength of a condom is 200 newtons.
That's just pure intensity. And now I've learned about the longevity of a smoke detector in a New York apartment.
The speed of ejaculate is 27 miles per hour.
That's on my mama. You told all
that. This is an educational program.
That's what this is.
Yeah. We're doing something to brains.
We're changing lives here, guys.
Exactly.
We're educating the
youth. I'm not making this shit up. You the one came on here and told everybody somebody in your family fucked you in your ass when you was 11 or 12. They molested you.
God damn.
You told that story.
Can you imagine just telling somebody that?
Then it was true.
Hopefully it would be therapeutic to share it and get it off of you. You're not feeling shame if you share until they shame you.
What if the therapist shamed you?
Bad therapist.
Stupid?
Yeah. That is rough.
Like, the only reason that your therapist should shame you is if you were literally, like, pulling your pants down and being like, oh, bet you can't fuck my asshole. Ooh. And then finally they fucked your asshole and they're like, well.
You told all these stories.
You deserve that.
Do you think Louis C.K. did that in therapy? And he just pulled his pants down? Because, that's why he got canceled. Because he was just whipping his dick out in front of people.
Yeah,
you know?
But, I don't know, man. I like Louis C.K.
I love Louis C.K. too. He's back.
Yeah, no, he doesn't. He doesn't even care.
I think he
played the cancellation the right way.
Chris D'Elia, he don't give a fuck either.
Wasn't he having sex with underage girls?
Yeah, and then I went to see his show, and he's just like, I got canceled. Then he went into a whole bit, and no one gave a fuck.
Yeah, I mean, the sex with underage girls, he actually touched people.
That whole thing.
Whereas Louis just pulled his dick out.
Louis just whipped his dick out to other comedians.
In his own places, though. It's not like he wasn't doing it.
Was he in his own places?
It was in his hotel room.
Oh, I thought it was like in the green rooms and like comedy clubs and stuff.
Oh, it was. He specifically got canceled though because of he had an assistant and someone else that went back to his hotel room and he read the room wrong. He thought they were coming back to fuck him.
Right.
So he naked manned them.
Right.
And then they had a bad response and they left. But it wasn't. He didn't hold them down. He didn't act like a Weinstein.
It sounds like a really bad.
He's not like no. You made eye contact.
He let them leave. It's like, oh, you weren't.
No, Weinstein just fucking.
Sorry, I read it wrong. Yeah, leave. I'm not keeping you here.
Right.
What, I don't know what you, but we were drinking and you came back to my room.
I think he was whipping his dick out to multiple people though.
For the funny, he would whip his dick out and like green. That's not what he got in trouble specifically because of the power imbalance, because he did it to one of his assistants.
But like when I'm in the green room, I just don't like, you know, I don't think about whipping my dick out in front of like all the comics and stuff.
Yeah. But think about how fast he rose. Like
from that, you think it was because of that also? I mean, his comedy is amazing, but do you think his whipping dick out led to his trajectory? Because like it's a niche.
No. I think that his trajectory led to whipping his dick out because all of a sudden everybody's sucking his dick. So then he's like, I don't know. I guess if I just pull it out, someone's going to come up and service me.
Right. Right.
And yeah. Then like, what can you get away with when you have that level of fame? And he wasn't, you know, it's probably a step before touching people inappropriately. So, you know, thankfully he got stopped before he made it violent.
I just have the LAPD pulling me over, asking them to do jokes. That's as far as I've gotten. Yeah. So
maybe whenever you hit the Louis C.K. level before he got canceled, you may have an urge to pull your dick out in the green room.
I think that's when you know you made it. Like when you just want to whip your dick out and like nothing else matters. You don't think
there's nothing wrong with it.
Yeah. Like my dick tells jokes just as good as I do, you know, and that's a genuine mentality. Yeah.
Maybe that's all he was doing.
Yeah.
And then you have Jackass, where they intentionally pull their dicks out.
Right. And then we have porn, you know, where you just...
It's just socially acceptable.
Where everyone just fucks. Yeah.
And, you know, most comedians are filthy. They're not going to... The problem is it was an assistant. The assistants, you know, that's a different category. And he was probably forgetting, like, wait, I'm not with my fellow comedians.
Right.
That actually think a penis is funny.
Right. 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 So, right. I mean, yeah. At that point, like, you can just go to porn at that point. Like, you know what I mean? Just go to porn, or do, you know, just level up.
I can't.
Yeah, porn is definitely a level up from stand-up comedian.
Well, you know.
When you want to get fucked all the time.
There are comics who do porn, too. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to count, you know, but, yeah.
Do they have alter egos?
No. But
oh, it's the same name for porn and for stand-up.
That's a good question, actually. I know a comic who talks about it openly, like, you know.
That would be a really, really, that would be a Google search gone so wrong.
But, like, there are, I mean, look how many, like, celebrities now have OnlyFans and stuff, you know. You just, it's just, like, no one gives a fuck anymore. Like, getting naked on camera is just part of the, it's like, I feel like it's just, like, that's the extension where you go to make extra cash. It's a side hustle. What an easy side hustle, you know?
You used to do a Playboy spread and now you're just like, I don't know, OnlyFans.
Yeah.
Cut out the middleman.
Just cut out the middleman. Yeah.
I think you get to keep a higher percent of the money versus like...
Yeah, it's like 70% or something.
What, for OnlyFans?
I think...
Is it higher than that?
I think OnlyFans only takes 5%.
They're barely taking their credit card fees. Holy shit.
Yeah.
Or is it 5% plus credit card fees?
I don't know about that.
Wow. Maybe Daddy Mans has to get an OnlyFans.
You don't think?
Puppet. Yeah, an OnlyFans. That's a niche.
Say I have a tiny wiener. It's definitely a challenge to ejaculate at cheetah speed repeatedly through the day when you're dehydrated.
Cheetah speed ejaculation.
Cheetah speed.
This summer, it's cheetah speed ejaculation.
If there was a, you know, gas station alternative to the little blue pill that was called cheetah speed, do you think that would sell or it wouldn't sell?
I do because I bought it. Yeah. And let me tell you something. So I did go to the gas station. I had a one night stand. I stopped at the gas station. I saw it was called Monster Rhino. and I asked the guy, and he's like, do it.
Oh, this one, yes, very
like,
good.
I was like,
very good.
Yeah, I was like, Monster Rhino. He's like, oh, the very good, the Monster Rhino. Yeah, so, yeah. Oh.
So it was the 7-Eleven?
Yeah, this was on an episode of The Simpsons. Yeah, so, no, so I, so, but it worked like a champ. But I also had a heart attack at the same time. I felt like, I mean, it was like I was sweating.
You took meth.
Yeah. Does meth give you a fucking massive rock hard?
Yeah, yeah. Boner? It's hard to come, but you definitely, really? You're.
How do you know?
I may or may not have accidentally done meth in my life.
You're like, this, that ayahuasca treat in Peru.
You know how you cocaine know? Makes you kind of limp? Well, meth makes you very hard.
Wow. Well, yeah. And like, also, like, so you, it's like there's trade-offs, like SSRIs, like you're happier, but your dick stops working. But with meth, you lose your teeth, but you have a rock hard cock. So like,
what, I mean, yeah, you can fuck for hours on meth.
Yeah. I had to get off. I was taking like the, what, really?
It's horrible because you can't come. You're just sweaty. You're, I mean, you know, how do you think those tweakers get their like super lean chiseled body? Cause they're strong.
They are jacked. Cause yeah, I saw that. What's it called on the, there's a documentary about these tweakers that live under the Vegas subway and they're all jacked.
Yeah. They're lean. Like, they're it's all muscle.
It's like Fight Club. Down yeah. there. Like they're all like, they have that ripped Fight Club look. And the women are all in great shape too.
Their body's just in constant fat burning mode.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're all missing every one of their teeth. Yeah.
And they twitch.
And they, yeah, yeah, yeah. They, right. They twitch and they can't speak, but they sure, they, you know, they're probably great for stunt cocks on porns. You know what I mean? I would imagine just cause, you know, just get a meth head on there. Like, you don't have to pay him much. He doesn't know where the fuck he is. And like, you know, he'll just fill in, you know, well, till the other guy's ready.
I don't know that he would pass
the drug test.
They drug test, but the
STD.
Yeah. The STD test.
Oh, yeah, that's a good statistic. I don't know how many tweakers have STDs underneath the Vegas subway. You know what I mean?
Depends, that would be a good sample size. Up.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, yeah, that's a tough one. But
because if they're fucking all the time, are they wrapping it up?
No, you can't wrap it up and fuck for hours.
So I'm, yeah.
You'll tear the vagina up.
I'm just glad I don't have an addictive personality, because if that was meth that I took that night, it was good. Oh, yeah. But I never did it again. You know what I mean? And then I got after that, I got the doctor to give me Cialis. Cause like once you start taking that shit and like you fuck like a porn star with it, you can't go back. Like you can't, like I take Cialis, like it's like, and then once you give the gift of Cialis and the fucking rock hard, like porn star fuck to your partner, then the expectations are just so.
Is that the one that lasts for like 36 hours?
Cialis lasts for, it lasts for like 8 hours. It's in your system.
Oh, okay. It's maybe
a little bit long, 12 hours in your system, but yeah. So you could, yeah. But like Viagra, I think, only lasts like a short term, you know, but yeah. But like it's, you raise the bar so high, you know, that's the problem.
Was the baby a benefactor of Cialis?
Absolutely. it's the Rolls Royce.
So is that a commercial for or against Cialis?
Well, if the side effects cause your baby to be colic, I would say it's against. But if this, but if not,
did it take you a long time to try to get pregnant?
Were you trying?
So my wife was really worried that the answer is yes, we were trying. My wife, she had like a, what's it called? A fibroid. So she was worried that we weren't, like, she was like, she had to get removed because she was worried that it wasn't, she's like, oh, it was going to take months. Mm-hmm. It took like month one, nothing, but like literally month two, boom.
Dude, same shit. Done. And I was just like, I'm not ready. Oh, it's going to take a year or something. I was like, it's not, I'm not that lucky.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like it's going to be right. I think she got pregnant within 6 weeks.
Six. But we were fucking like, it's every other day. First, she didn't realize because we thought it was every day, you know, but you're not supposed to actually fuck every day. You're supposed to fuck every other day because you got to let your semen build up. This is what the urologist tells me. I don't know.
So definitely do not jack off when you're trying to get pregnant.
So don't jack off when you're trying to get your wife pregnant. But so anyway, but you fuck a lot. Like you're fucking like to the point of like exhaustion, like, you know,
and God damn it. I didn't get that experience. I think we had sex 7 times.
We were,
but are you mostly exhausted because it feels like it's a scheduled thing and it takes the spontaneity and romance out of it?
I think marriage does that in general.
But agreed.
I think, you know, but beyond that, you know, you are definitely doing some planning and working around it. But like, I mean, we even went to Sedona and like went to this, like we were on the spiritual stuff and like went, you know, just trying to like do everything we can to like get good energy and all that stuff. Really, that didn't fucking matter. What mattered was that my wife started this, she got this thing called pre-seed. And all like everything else we tried didn't matter. She found out about this thing called pre-seed. It's like this lube that goes inside her for to help pregnant women. And it was like one. She used it once and then boom, like she was pregnant. I don't know what the fuck they put in it, but yeah.
All right. Well, we need to, I guess, track down pre-seed and do a promo for them.
Yeah. Pre-seed. I want to thank you for bringing a baby to the world. And also, if you have a side effect for causing colicky babies, then fuck you.
Well, although yeah. I guess the people that can't get pregnant,
if it's between no baby and colicky baby,
they'll take colicky baby.
Yeah.
I'll take the colicky baby. Yeah. Yeah.
Compared to no baby.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
At least now you say that.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Talk to me in a few months. Yeah.
Yeah. See how you feel in 2 years.
I have a girlfriend that's having problems getting pregnant. I'm going to definitely tell her about pre-seed.
Just.
Oh my God. If your friend is able to get pregnant after using pre-seed, then that's like 2 for 2 in our world.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I would like, I want a campaign from pre-seed.
We will do a campaign with Jason Schuster for pre-seed and the puppets.
Pre-seed and puppets. What pre-seed a great
the
concept.
Puppet hole.
Pre-seed the puppets. Oh, I'm pre-seed the puppet hole. Yeah. That's great.
Can we order miniature puppets and have them shoot out?
Because, yeah.
You're going to have CJ make a toilet baby?
I think a puppet show sponsored by pre-seed is amazing.
I mean, I don't know. I think that we could have Daddy Mams do just the tip with Daddy Mams. He could do a pre-seed commercial and explain how pre-seed works.
Mm. Well, yeah. And what it's educational. Very, very educational. Yeah, yeah. Tanya Priesty, tell your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Today's word is
cartoons. Make friends with animators so they can make cartoons for you. By the way, I've been thinking about your racist voice problem.
Uh huh.
You need to be friends with some animators, so yes, that they can make cartoons, and you can do the voices.
That's what I like to do.
And that'll help break you into your voiceover work.
Right. Because, you know, animation, everything's out the window. You can mm-hmm. just, yeah. No one knows what I look like animation wise. Yeah.
No, you feel like why? This is bad advice, CJ?
That's not good advice.
Is that a growl?
Why is that not good advice?
Don't do it.
Don't do animation or don't.
Oh, he can have different names for the character, for the people playing the voiceovers. He can have different names.
Yeah. I mean, if he doesn't say that he voiced them
all. Your black voice can be Tyrone Jackson.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, if you don't take credit for it and you just take credit for like one of the characters in it, but you actually voiced all of them, then I guess.
No, but then you can also just tell the producers like they're all me. The producer will be like, fuck, sick. I only have to pay one person.
Yeah.
They don't care. Producers don't give a fuck about that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just do a bunch of voices. I mean, you know,
yeah.
It's like a roulette reel, just not chat roulette.
Doesn't Caliendo do a Charles Barkley impression?
Yes.
And Shaq.
I used to do Carl Malone all the time.
Come on. Like, it's a voice game.
2023, man. It's a different world.
Yeah, it's a stupid world. I don't like where this is going.
It's not the 90s anymore, you know?
I don't know. The only thing that I've ever seen that's like apparently still fine is if you're a person of color, you can do a voice of somebody else that's of color.
Yeah,
like
I think
there were yeah. there are a lot of comedians on Instagram that are like, I don't know, black, and they'll do a joke where it's them talking to a Mexican guy, and then they'll do.
So, Jason, if you did blackface, would you be able to do all the voices that you wanted?
Then I'm not Jason Schuster at that point. You know what I mean? I just have to be like somebody else.
Tyrone Jackson.
I'm Tyrone Jackson. Yeah. That would, yeah. I don't know who Jason Schuster is. Never met that guy before.
Yeah, the comedian that followed Tiffany Haddish was doing Vato voices in Essay. And yeah.
Well, I'll do Antonio Banderas. I'll do Spanish voices. You
Antonio Banderas is from Spain.
Yeah, he's right. A white guy.
So is that's
he?
Different.
He's a white guy.
Yeah. He's a Spaniard.
Yeah, Spanish yeah, yeah, is different than
right.
Mexican Spanish.
Near the equator is a darker flavor of Spanish.
Right, right. That makes sense. Right. So, but if I talk like hello, I'm Antonio Banderas. You know, I'm very happy to be on this podcast today, but sponsored by Preseed, you know, and Zorro 6.
And Puss.
And Puss.
And Boots.
And Pussy in the Boots. And but like, I can do that. No one's going to give a shit.
Yeah, no, because yeah. He's from Barcelona.
I'm from Barcelona, yeah.
Mm-mm, you have to say with an
I'm Beth. Trying. I'm from Barcelona. I am from Barcelona.
There you go.
Happy birthday. Yeah. Barcelona would be funny.
Yeah, I can, like, I just, like, tell my kid, like, I can read you a lullaby very quick, but I gotta be even quicker with the changing of the diaper, you know?
That sounds shit. French to me.
That's my Gerard Depardieu. Yeah. So you can check me out on my Instagram, and you'll find a lot of my stand-up bits, my impressions, upcoming dates, see me in my newly formed dad bod. It's very exciting. And you can catch me on my Instagram at jshucomedy. That's J-S-C-H-U comedy.
Baby, why's he acting so crazy with me, Mark?
Why don't you act like a man, Ben?
Oh, there's Scorpio.
Put your dress down.
I missed him.
What are you talking about, baby? I just got
Brooklyn was just talking about him.
Secret.
Only secret is that you're a man.
Got a nice long snake in these panties, baby.
Only thing, what you talking about? Your ass got a big ass. That's fucking swollen.
I got a nice long snake in these pants, daddy.
You have an infection in your ass. Yeah, got
yes, daddy.
It's nice and juicy and ready to go.
Oh, dear. Jesus.
Like a puffer fish.
Call me
like a puffer fish.
Mariah.
Hey, dude, shit is a late a man.
I don't think I would eat puffer fish from shit yourself, sushi.
Yeah.
Don't let him talk to me like
on number, that's number 15 on the menu. Shit yourself, well, sushi.
You might die.
You might die. I one thing I can't eat. I love seafood, but I can't eat octopus anymore. After I watched that documentary,
I still eat it. But
you know that documentary with that dude, and he fell in love with the octopus,
and the shark attacked it when it was pregnant.
Oh yeah, it's like me and my octopusy. Yeah. But he like it was like sexualized a little bit, you know. Like I feel like he would have fucked the octopus.
Mr. Johnson,
you know what I mean? Like, he fell in love with the octopus. For
I
sure.
just, I couldn't believe that an octopus dies after it gives birth.
They only live for a year.
You know? Fucking eat them then.
I can't do it. I just, after I watched the relationship.
No, they live longer than that.
That's
the aquarium. That's average because they get eaten.
Yeah.
They can live a long time.
I don't think so.
Damn. Oh yeah, yeah.
But they're like human aliens.
Oh no, baby, have you looked at my
3 to 5 years?
There's some that only live for a year.
Yeah, I mean the problem is they.
But they're fucking smart, man. It's insane.
No, baby. I got 89,631 followers.
Damn.
It's $19.99 a month. You get an autograph.
This is an OnlyFans account. For sure.
With 89,000 followers, how do we friend up with them?
I'm the one that gave the name of Ross Scary.
And free coupons.
Cross collab, man, on that one.
Ross Scary's always been my name, baby.
I don't know if I could sit in here for 4 or 5 hours with that, though, honey.
They call me Sweet Mariah.
Sweet Mariah.
Moriah or Mariah?
They call
is that Mer?
Mer?
Mer? Mer? See, I like a hardcore Baltimore accent. It comes out a lot, too. And I was like, people ask, like, I say Mario. People say Mario.
Mario.
But I say Mario. If you want it comes out like that.
Mario Batali.
Mario Batali.
FaceTime, let me know, Madea.
Told you people say Mario. She gave me such a hot Mario Andretti. Yeah, I got yelled at because I accidentally forgot I was talking about Mario.
Right.
And I was saying it just as the name, which, you know, can be Mario.
Mario.
But that's married, not yo. His name.
I know. I fucked up. I admitted that I fucked up.
But you fucked up in Los Angeles, but like other parts of the country.
It's not super. No, hold on. It's not Super Mario. Okay.
Yes, I say Super Mario.
That was the problem. I said Super Mario Brothers. It wasn't, yes, it wasn't about Mario, the character. It was Super Mario Brothers.
Because I've heard there's Mario, but then people go Super Mario Brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So,
what is that their last name? So he's Mario Mario and then Luigi Mario because they're the Mario Brothers.
I think that's... Did we learn something today? I think we had a revelation.
What's the last name?
Of the Mario Brothers. Mario Brothers, sorry, CJ.
Of Mario and Luigi. He does not have a last name. Fuck you.
Then what's the fucking...
They're not the Mario Brothers. See, no, someone else. Miyamoto confirmed that Mario and Luigi both share the last name Mario, thus making Mario, 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 and Luigi, Luigi, Mario. The creator of the game said this.
See?
So it's Mario, Mario.
Mario, Mario.
It's the Super Mario Brothers.
Sure.
And yeah.
She's over it. She's done. Headphones off.
I don't give a fuck about your Mario shit.
I don't have a kid to go home to. Can we stop this now?
I got to feed the kid. God damn it. Mario.
Right, okay, you know, yeah. It's like expecting a small wiener and he pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic and you're like, oh shit, you know, pulls it out and he's fucking gigantic.
So when you do the Comedy Store, because that's my favorite venue in LA, are you ever doing the original room or are you up in the belly room?
I've only ever done the original room. Actually.
Really?
Yeah. I've done the original room about 5 times. I've never done the main room or the belly room. So it's all I really know is the OR and, it's just the Mecca. Yeah.
So then do you get to go in for free now since you're a comedian? Like you just walk in through the back and like, yeah, I'm one of the comedians.
I did that at Flappers the other day. It was really weird. Like they're like, hey, just go through the kitchen.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're just going through the back and you're like, yeah, I'm a comedian. And they're like, oh.
And I was like, are you sure? Yeah. But it's a thing.
Yeah. No, yeah. Exactly. And they're like, sweet. I'm not doing stand up, but I just say that I'm a comedian. And you're like, yeah, cool. You know the code word.
Yeah. Well, it's so interesting. Like, I was pulled over, not too long ago. By the police, you know, those guys. You know? Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah. I was pulled over, by my wife. I was
pulled over by some essays.
Yeah, no, I was leaving a show at the Comedy Store and I got pulled over. This goes back to the Comedy Store story. This is after the show, I'm leaving the show. And I have to get back and feed my son. It's like, and I see the flashing lights behind me and I get pulled over and I'm like, oh, fuck, what could possibly, the cop pulls me over and he says, license and registration. I give him the whole thing. And he says, where are you coming from? And I'm like, a comedy show. And he's like, He's like, oh, who'd you go see? I was like, nah, I performed. He's like, oh, you're a comedian. That's cool. He's like, do you prefer comedian or comic? Which one? And I was like, I don't, can I just, and then, you know,
I got a kid to feed.
Yeah. Can I feed a kid? And he's like, you've been drinking? And I'm like, I had like a drink hours ago. So he runs my eyes or whatever. I'm like, it's fine. And then he's like, I'll be back. And he goes to the cop car and he's sitting there for like 10 minutes. And then I'm like, oh, what the fuck is going on? And then two other cop cars pull up behind me. And I'm like, okay, this is a mistaken identity situation here. And I get a knock on my passenger door. And I put it down. And I see that there's three cops and they're going like this. And I'm like, what the fuck is going on? And so I was like, is everything okay? And he's like, you're Jason Schuster. And I'm like, yeah, because you just ran my tag. Yes, I am. You know, obviously, yeah, you know, it's my name. And he's like, you know, you're good. You're not going any trouble or anything like that. My two friends were here in the area. So I just told them to come over and meet you. We saw your stuff. We think you're hilarious.
Did they YouTube you when they ran
and
your
I'm
ID?
Like, is this a prank show right now? Yeah. And like, can you do us some, I'm like, okay, can you use some bits from the store? I start doing my routine for them and I'm like, and I can't even remember what it was in my set. Cause I'm like, so like there's two, I got three cop cars behind me and I just pull up my notes and I'm doing like, a couple bits for them. And then they let me go and I drove home and I'm still processing what happened, but
that's the worst show ever.
Yeah. So
it's a private show that you didn't even get paid for.
Right. Well, I am now doing the LAPD prison tour this
Listen,
year.
Listen, funny guy, make me laugh and I won't give you a ticket.
Yeah. Make me fucking laugh. Yeah. I'm like, is this what you guys are doing on a Friday night here? Yeah.
And then you need to worry because, you know, doing a Trump impression for cops might not go so well.
I left that one out. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I leave that for like raunchy people who can deal with it. You know what I mean? You know, you got to read the room.
Are there any other things that you want to plug for the summer or?
Yeah, just that my plugs will stay in my head is one. And B, come out, if you're in Baltimore, come out June 30th to the Lou Room Comedy Club. It's going to be a great show. We've got Paul Roseberry, Lena Green, Lonnie Dangerous, all coming in from Los Angeles for that show. And check out jshucomedy.com for more tour dates and my Instagram for more impressions and funny comedy stuff.
Make that boy dick comment.
Okay.
Hello.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Oh yeah. Hello. Out here.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, baby? What's your name?
Oh, they're cross talking.
My name is Travion.
Hey, what's up? It's popping. It's good.
Travion.
Hey.
What are you up to?
I think Travion's a tiger.
I'm driving in my car right now.
Oh, okay.
Uh-oh. Is this happening in Bangkok right now? Or
what I'm doing on a free chat line.
You just curious.
You already know what they're doing on here.
Are they pleasuring themselves?
But they just said they were getting out of their car.
Travion is driving.
They're friends.
Well, I can't help them.
I think they're at a baby shower right now.
They gotta help themselves, baby. Go get your lotions, your lube, and go fuck your hand.
Can you use Pre-Seed to fuck your hand? Can you use it as a lube, or is it very expensive?
I'm gonna find out.
You can't fuck me.
I'm gonna find out. So I don't think you can jerk off with the Pre-Seed.
No assistance.
Also, what a waste.
The only thing that can suck my dick.
I feel like I could just.
You can't do shit.
You know, I would donate some of the Pre-Seed to people in need.
Can't if I hold you down, Jim.
People can't afford that shit and they can't get pregnant.
It turns out the Pre-Seed is just somebody else's cum.
Honey.
No,
with stronger swimmers.
Yeah, we need to have a conversation. Our son? Yeah, well, that is Tyrone's kid. Baby, yeah.
When you never saw the person, that's kind of crazy.
That would be the craziest. Get
if Precy was just filling it with, like, you know, other people and telling you it was lube. Yeah.
Crazy.
Oh, they just imagine what you
officially tested.
Oh, okay.
Tall. The sperm
and
is
available at CVS.
Do you think Precede is something that relaxes the cervix and opens it up a little wider so then your semen can get in there more rapidly?
I think the makers of Monster Rhino and Precede
have get together
and form a lab
like that
and just, you know, rock America. With it.
It's the his and hers.
Yeah, so, if you could do the combination of Monster Rhino and Precede, you're going to have a monster cock and potentially a baby in month two. Yeah.
It's a liquid form of whatever they use to dilate you when you're going into labor.
Yeah. Well, they do fucking put, like, lube on to try to get the baby out.
Yeah, I try to grease them out.
They grease my wife up pretty good.
Yeah, but your baby didn't come out of her vagina, so at
it
that
didn't
point
work.
They were just touching her.
They were basically, yeah, it was basically like fingering my wife.
Everybody's just fingering your wife.
I was like watching everyone just poking at my wife, like I'm like, oh, there's the head, and like, okay, yeah, but there's no baby, you know. Like, we can see the hairs, and there's like all I can see is just like fingering, and it's like, all right. And then just the lubes everywhere. Oh, and that was crazy. And then they put this hazmat suit thing when I told you, like, and I was so tired. I put the head where the thing
you
goes.
You went down backwards?
No, I put the head thing on my foot and the foot thing on my head. I didn't know where I was. And then my mother-in-law was like,
sleeping in the delivery room sucks too, because they have that one uncomfortable chair.
Oh yeah, it's the worst. They...
with the space on the sides and the wooden arms that are too low to like,
oh God,
let you properly bend.
It's terrible. And then you're just like rooting on your wife. But like the only nice, I will tell you when we like on the last couple of days, they gave me and my wife and I our own room, which is like unheard of. She had a bed. I had a bed. And I gotta tell you, I didn't want to check out. I pressed a button. The nurse came in, brought me my food. Did whatever I wanted.
Uh-uh.
Yeah. She probably brought me a bedpan if I asked for it. You know what I mean? Like, I was like, this is like a vacation.
I did. We delivered in Paris.
That's fancy.
Oh, this fucking sucked. All the doctors don't speak English. So like, I'm not actually involved. I'm just a bystander. But we requested a room with a second bed, and their second bed is like a love seat with cushions and a pillow, and I'm 6'3". So I can't fit on the bed.
Yeah.
And I'm miserable. I'm not sleeping. The baby's crying. The wife is passed out. And I'm just like, can I please just sleep at the apartment, you know, and then I'll come see you. Well, you're supposed to help with the baby at night. I was like, she's passed out and you're passed out. Like, wait. I'm just here miserable. Wait.
What is this going to accomplish?
Yeah, no, but I think it was because it's because all that Blair wants is to make me miserable. That's her goal in life. So it's just like, I should have seen the warning signs.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So you try to do the right thing. Or in my situation, I tried to do the right thing. I tried to be supportive. I sacrificed. And then she's like, why are you so grumpy all the time? I'm not fucking sleeping.
Yeah.
I don't know.
That'll do it.
I don't know about you. Sleep deprivation makes you pretty fucking angry.
I don't know about you, but have you ever seen The Walking Dead? Because that's what I fucking feel like right now. Yeah. So, yeah.
It will. It will get better.
You know, I hear that a lot, dude. Yeah. It will get better.
It's like being a gay youth. It gets better.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Gay youth doesn't have colic. You know what I mean? So, you know, they're not crying.
But time will make it better, especially it sounds like maybe you have the colicky baby, but it sounds like you have a good lady that understands
the
partnership agreement of a woman having a kid.
We have formed an alliance. Yeah.
You go get the food, come back and feed them.
I'll do the 3 a.m. feedings. I just let me do.
You're coming back from comedy anyway.
I'm coming back late at night from the show. Yeah. I get the bottle ready. It doesn't make a difference. It's like, what would be the difference if I was home?
You just have to wake up.
I have to wake up.
Yeah.
I'm already awake.
Perfect.
I'm already jacked up after a show, having fun out there. Then I come home, feed the baby, go to sleep.
Yeah, and that calms you down. That was actually one of the cool things is when you're feeding them and they're good. Like, you know, when they're in a good moment, you're soothing them and they're like, oh, this is making me want to go to sleep.
Yeah, yeah. And then he just projectiles all over me. This is my life.
I'm trying to think if there was like a really good burping method so that they don't just projectile.
Yeah, I was like talking to my aunt on FaceTime the other day.
Instead of a pat.
Yeah, I tried to rub and you try everything.
Everything works.
I was talking to my aunt on FaceTime yesterday and like, I'm like, hey, here he is. And he just, and like through the screen and she's like, whoa. And I just like, it didn't even faze me. I was like, yeah. So how was your day? What else is going on? You know what I mean? Just like, you just part of your dad life, man.
Did he rainbow piss on you yet?
He did, not on me, but he did shoot up and it went into his eye the other night. He just pissed and it went up. And went right back into his eye, and then he fell asleep.
You're supposed to put a baby wipe on his penis
to keep him cold.
No, as soon as you take the diaper off, you're supposed to. So then it, he just pees on himself.
We do that. We just forgot that one time. But I've been told there's something called a TPPP.
A PPTP?
PPTP. And it's just like a little cone. It goes over, it looks like a TP, and prevents disaster from occurring. Yeah.
PPTP sounds like a new government bailout for COVID.
Biden just initiated the PPTP.
I'm not going to do a Trump voice, but it's the best plan ever. The PPTP.
Yeah. The PPTP. It's, it's, if you get your 18th vaccination, you can get free PPTP.
Make it rain in the PPTP.
You can get free PPTPs for all your newborns. Yeah. Yeah. That's the new incentivized thing.
Well, Jason, this was such a pleasure having you here.
It was a blast, guys. Thanks for having me. You know,
it was cool getting weird with you.
We got fucking weird, and we learned some real good shit today. I gotta tell you, you know, my life will never be the same. Yeah.
Well, feel free to turn it into bits.
I mean, I'm surrounded by just vaginas and boobs everywhere, some fucking funny ass people. So I think I got some good material out of it too. So I'll take it.
Love it.
Yeah.
We'll have to come out and see your show.
Anytime, guys.
Don't forget to check us out on the Load Line, 712-432-LOAD.
Shit, yeah. Oh.